So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
Stuff, we've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff, we tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone, hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this final period as they have a 21-point lead on Harrison. 37-16 is our score. Husky inbounds it to Walker, who will walk it into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the left wing. Now she'll dribble toward the top, gives it there to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Thought about three. Picks up a dribble, gives it to goes cross-court now to Walker, that is, on the left side. Walker dribbles toward the top, gives it to Martin. Over to Husky on the right wing. She dribbles towards the corner, now goes back out to the wing. Now up between the circles, she is. Throws it to Pfeiffer on the left side. Her three-pointer, good! Hannah Pfeiffer with 23 points now, 40-16, Mountain Home on top. As we are 40 seconds into this final period, here is Briley Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Throws it over to Cecil on the wing. Up top now to Dozier. Ball goes over to Knight on the left side. Tries to get throw to Briley Parker. Ball was knocked. She couldn't handle it. Ball was a little over her head. And Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Here is Pfeiffer across the timeline. Oh, loses the ball off her foot. But now Martin will pick it up. And looks like Harrison's going to be called for a foul. That is on Briley Parker. I believe that's her second personal foul. That is the last foul Harrison had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Walker tried to inbound it to Anna Grace Foreman, but inbounded into way too much traffic. Lady Goblins come up with the steal. Here is Briley Parker giving it to Dozier. And her pass is knocked away. Knight is able to save it in, though, and keep possession for the Lady Goblins. Now her pass, her lob pass, was stolen by Husky. Back come the Lady Bombers. Husky finding Walker. Now kicks out to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up on the left side for another three. It rolls around, does not go. And it is Cecil getting the rebound for the Lady Goblins. 6:24 left in the game. Back comes Briley Parker going towards the lane for the layup. A little strong, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Martin with it across the half-court stripe. She has the ball on the left wing. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. And now she's being double-teamed. Now jump ball's going to be called, and it will be Harrison's basketball in the alternating possession. Mally Tabor's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Peyton Husky. I'm sorry, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. Again, Harrison gets the ball back, trailing by 24. Here is Briley Parker across the timeline for Harrison. Throws it to Dozier on the right wing. Tries to give it to Knight, and looks like it'll be a foul called on Mally Tabor. That is her first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman checking back into the game for the Lady Bombers as she will replace Emma Martin. Again, 5:53 left to play in the game. Mountain Home up 40-16. Grobert takes an inbound pass on the right wing, goes cross court to Dozier on the left side. She's heading towards the low block. She's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Good. Claire Dozier with her first field goal of the night. She has 3 points, 40-18. Lady Bombers leading it. 5:35 left to play in the game. Here is Walker into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Gives it there to Husky. Now Husky takes the screen. Goes up between the circles. Her pass to Walker was stolen by Dozier. She'll throw it quickly to Parker, who's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. A little strong, no good. Foreman gets the rebound, and she is fouled there in the backcourt. The foul is on Caroline Cecil. That is, I believe, her second personal foul. Team foul number seven. And it will be a 1-1 for Anna Grace Foreman. She has 2 points so far. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night. And now before the free throws, looks like I think Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 5:18 left to play in the game.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
It's a nice backpack. Great for hiking.
Oh, thanks. I bought it with MasterPass.
Huh?
I said I paid for it with MasterPass.
What's that echo?
I don't know, but it's priceless.
MasterPass.
MasterPass by MasterCard. The modern way to pay.
One more shot for Foreman. Second shot is up. No good. Gets one of two. She now has 3 points, and the rebound is controlled by Cecil, and back comes Harrison. Briley Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. She has the ball on the left side. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Briley Parker now with 9 points. 41-20, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 5 minutes left to play. Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws to Husky on the right side. She actually has it very near the corner. Now dribbles out to the wing. Now goes between the circles. Harrison once again in a man-to-man defense. Husky drills the left side, gives it there to Walker. Walker goes up to the top now. Now gives it to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now back to Walker. Over to Tabor near the left elbow. She finds Pfeiffer going up to the top. Now drills to the right side. Gives it there to Husky. She takes a screen from Foreman. Picks her dribble, finds Pfeiffer. Thought about the three. Dribbles out to the wing. Now goes up top to Tabor. Now she'll give it to Walker on the left side. Drills toward the free throw line. Goes back up top. Over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Back over to Tabor. Over to Husky now on the left side. She'll dribble near the free throw line, gives it up top to Foreman, over to Walker on the right side. Now she's heading down into the lane for the layup, draws plenty of contact. I believe, they're going to call that foul on the floor before the shot. It will still be a 1-1 for Riley Walker. That foul is going to be on Michaela Campbell. I'm sorry, Marion Groberg. I believe that's her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Harrison. So 1-1 coming up for Riley Walker. So far, she has yet to score. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night. Effie Hardy and Madeline Collins both checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman and Peyton Husky. Hardy, a 5'11 senior. Collins already with 5 points tonight, so far tonight. Walker's first free throw attempt, no good. She misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Cecil, and back comes Harrison. Here's Dozier with the ball in the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Claire Dozier with 6 points now. 41-23, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. Walker into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Pfeiffer. Mountain Home's pretty much content with milking as much clock as they can. Ball goes over to Hardy, who loses the handle of it, but is able to keep possession. Now gives it to Collins. Over to Tabor on the left elbow. Finds Pfeiffer on the wing. Dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Hardy. Over to Walker on the right side. She takes the screen. Dribbles to the right elbow. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now it kicks up top to Tabor. Now to Collins. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but she's able to keep possession before it goes into the backcourt. Now Walker has it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the game. Over to Pfeiffer now on the right wing. Takes the screen. Finds Walker in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. They're going to get Mally Tabor with her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 2:39 left to play in the game. Harrison gets the ball back, trailing by 18. 41-23 is our score. Here is Briley Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. dribbles to the left elbow, pulls up in the lane for the jumper. Good. And now Harrison's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:27 left to play in the game. Mount Sonoma up 41-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Mount Sonoma's got the ball. I thought they called that foul, though, on the Lady Bombers there right before the timeout. But it is Mount Sonoma with the ball, leading by 16, 41-25 our score. Here is Leah Jackson, who just checked in a moment ago during the timeout. She loses the handle of the ball. It's stolen by the Lady Goblins. Back comes Dozier going into toward the lane for the leading jumper. No good. And Kyra Penn, who also just checked in, has the rebound. Now she's being tied up. It will be Mount Sonoma's basketball on the possession arrow. 1:59 left to play in the game. 41-25, Lady Bombers leading it. Walker takes inbound pass from Collins and will walk it across the timeline. Looks like Harrison, I was about to say Harrison's going to switch to his zone and trap, but they looks right now they're on a man-to-man, but they may cheat off that. Here is Walker with it toward the left side. Now she's trying to avoid the double team. Gives it to Collins on the right. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Offense rebound for Jackson. She'll drill back out to the wing, and Mount Sonoma's going to set back up. She'll throw it to Collins cross-court, who has it on the right side. She's going to draw contact and go to the line for the one-and-one. Perry Knight picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 9, and she's walking gingerly. Coming into the game now is Abby Martin for Mount Sonoma as she replaces Riley Walker. Abby Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. So Madeline Collins at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 2 with 5 points. First shot is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. There's 1:31 left in the game as it is a 17-point lead right now for the Lady Bombers, but Collins again has one more free throw. Second shot is up. Rolls around, does not go. Offense rebound for Hardy. She goes back up with it, can't get to go, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. And it's going to be a two-shot opportunity either way because it's a double bonus now. That foul's on Caroline Cecil. They've got that as her second. I've actually got that as her third. First shot for Hardy, no good. She has one more coming. And it looks like Harrison's going to clear the floor. They're going to put several subs in. Kenzie Parker is coming in, as is Katie Crabb. Tyona Whitehorse. Also Andrea Simpson. And Mint Warrod. Hardy gets the second free throw. She has her first point of the night. 43-25, Mount Sonoma leading it. 1:24 left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Borod on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Kenzie Parker on the left wing. She has it now on the elbow. Now dribbles up between the circles. Goes over to the right side. Gives it there to Simpson. Back up top to Borod. It goes. Now we'll go over to Parker. Kenzie Parker, that is. She's going towards the lane. Kicks it back out to Borod. Now up top now. It goes to Robinson, Taryn Robinson, who also just checked in. Now Simpson has it on the left elbow. Now to Borod on the wing. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Kenzie Parker, who's going into lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Kenzie Parker with 4 points. 43-27, Mount Sonoma leading it. 40 seconds left to play in the game as the Lady Bombers looks like are going to improve to 5-5 on the season. Leah Jackson has the ball knocked away from her. It's stolen by Kenzie Parker, who's quickly back the other way with it. Parker going towards the lane. Now she's going to dribble it back out to the right wing. Throws it up top to Borod. 22 seconds. Ball goes over on the left side to Tyona Whitehorse. She puts up the three. Good. 3 points for White Horse is 43-30. Mountain Home leading it. 10 seconds left. Here's Leah Jackson. She's going to pull up for a three-pointer on the right side. Misses everything. Hardy knocks it back in to Abby Martin. Her jumper was blocked, and Harrison comes up with the ball. And that's the way this ball game is going to end, as Mountain Home is going to come away with a 13-point victory. Our final score tonight, Lady Bombers defeating the Harrison Lady Goblins by a score of 43-30. We will start the RBS Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get $1,000 cash back on top of 0% APR financing for 72 months on a full lineup of 2017 Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Celebrate the season with exclusive holiday offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, on cars...